40 Days with Christ, you are doing great. Today is day 29. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Father, no matter how many or how few physical things we have while we're on this earth, please help us to store up true treasure in heaven, as you have taught us to do. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yesterday, we heard Jesus teach that riches can become a difficulty when it comes to entering the kingdom of heaven. Reading today from Mark chapter 10, verses 23 through 27. Jesus looked around. He said to his disciples how hard it is for rich people to enter God's kingdom. The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter God's kingdom. Is it hard for a camel to go through the eye of a needle? It is even harder for the rich to enter God's kingdom." The disciples were even more amazed. They said to each other, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man that is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven? Even harder than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. That's a difficult teaching. Many have tried to come up with ways to make the illustration seem more achievable. But as far as we know, there was no small gate in Jerusalem called the Needle that was difficult for a camel to walk through. And we have no reason to assume that the camel alluded to here by Jesus was some play on words meant to mean a strand of rope. We're all probably looking for some kind of hope in the wrong place if our hope is in making the hyperbole less exaggerated. The bottom line is, it is incredibly difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. But there is hope, even for the rich, for Jesus goes on to say, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Are we rich? If you live in one of the industrialized nations, in many ways the answer is yes. Rather than looking for interpretive loopholes to expand the size of that needle hole, we may be better advised to simply ask God to do what we can never do. For although man, no matter how righteous, can never enter the kingdom of God on their own, God can reconcile man unto himself and bring him into the kingdom of God, even if it means pulling him through the eye of a needle. Let's pray. Father in heaven, James tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We thank you for the many physical blessings that you've given to us. Help us to put our trust into you and not in earthly wealth, which is deceitful. Help us not to think too highly of ourselves just because we've been blessed. May we always be generous and willing to share. And may we always follow you. God, only you can take us through the eye of a needle. Bring us into your kingdom. Lord, with you all things are possible. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. May you have a very blessed day, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow for day 30 tomorrow on our ongoing series, 40 Days with Christ.